This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where we may have a deficit, and a huge deficit, and a huge national debt, but we have a surplus of Republican candidates, don't we? One of those new candidates who I actually think is a terrific politician, and I'm glad he's running. His name is Doug Burgum. He's the governor of North Dakota. He will be joining us. He just joined the campaign. And could lightning strike for Governor Burgum? Who knows? There is also the other new candidate at the moment is the mayor of Miami, very popular mayor of Miami, whose name is Francis Suarez. As it says in 538, Mayor Francis Suarez jumped into the already crowded and growing GOP primary pool yesterday and will need to find a way to stand out and break through with voters. The 45-year-old kicked off his campaign with a six-figure ad buy in several early voting states, including Nevada, which could signal that the first-generation Cuban-American hopes being the only Latino major candidate in the race will be part of what makes him stand out from the crowd. But Suarez might struggle to gain recognition as a mayor with little actual power over the city. Meanwhile, do we need something else? Do we need a brand new face in the primary battle? Right now, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former governor of California, remember, he is the last Republican. I hope not the last forever, but he is the last in many years. He's the last one this century to win a statewide race in California. And he won two of them. He not only won that recall campaign, and he won it against a bunch of other colorful characters who were running the race, including Angeline, if you know who she is, the lady from the billboards. And he was also running as Gary Coleman, was a part of the field. And Schwarzenegger won in the recall, and then he won running against the treasurer of the state of California, Phil Angelides. He won a landslide victory for re-election. So why not the presidency? Right now, Arnold is out promoting a really remarkable, and we will review it in full when I'm done watching the whole thing. But it's this epic story of his life, which is a fairly amazing life, and it's beautifully done, and it's basically Arnold talking about it. And he sat down promoting this film on Netflix. It's called Arnold. And he was sitting down with Chris Wallace, and Chris Wallace asked the inevitable question. Well, a kind of inevitable question. If it weren't for the fact that the Constitution requires that you must be a natural-born, a native-born citizen of the United States, and Arnold grew up dreaming about America, but in Austria, in Tal, Austria, here is what the interchange sounded like between Chris Wallace and the former governor of California.
The Constitution said that a president has to be a natural-born U.S. citizen. If not for that, would you have run for president?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, I think the field was wide open in 2016, and I think the field is open right now. I mean, think about it right now. I mean, who is there that is really a person that can bring everyone together? Who is the other day that people say, okay, he's not too old, or he's not too this or too that, or all this stuff? Because it's now a question about who do you vote against? rather than who do you vote for.
So you're saying you would run for president in 2024?
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, because it's a no-brainer. I see it so clearly how he could win that election. I mean, it's like me in California when I was running for governor. It was clear. The people are looking for some new answer, not a right wing or a left wing, but someone that can bring the nation together. There's just so many things that need to be done and can be done. And what makes it so wonderful is because it's doable. It's all doable. All it needs is just people coming together and saying, yes, we can do it.
I don't know if that's enough of a platform to win. But one of the things about watching this film, Arnold, is it shows him in some of the political debates and rallies and interacting with people. And this is a guy with some real natural political skills. Asa Hutchinson, and this is fascinating to me, because in a normal year, Asa Hutchinson would be taken very seriously. He was a terrific prosecutor. He was a member of Congress. He was a member of the Bush administration. And he was a two-term governor of Arkansas, and really an enormously successful governor of Arkansas. And right now there is this story, which I find fascinating. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson requested a meeting with RNC, Republican National Committee officials, about amending the loyalty pledge that required candidates to support the eventual nominee in order to qualify for the debate stage that's coming up this summer. The first debate is going to be in Milwaukee in August. It's not that far away, June to July. It's 2 months. And Asa Hutchinson is thinking seriously about it because it's his way to break through. And the question here is, okay, he's asking about the debate stage and getting on the debate stage without having to take a pledge that he will support the ultimate candidate of the Republican Party. And the question is, what about Trump? Because everybody has been assuming that Trump will be, being the front runner, that he'll show up at the debates. But here he has the perfect escape valve. If he doesn't want to have to deal with Chris Christie, assuming that Chris Christie makes it to the debate stage, and when you see what Chris Christie did to Marco Rubio 8 years ago, I mean, that was one of the worst, most unbalanced interchanges in the history of televised debates. And Christie was just merciless, and he completely destroyed the Rubio campaign. If Trump doesn't want to do that, and he may not, and he may be running far enough ahead, he just says, no, I can't take a pledge that I'm going to support the candidate, whoever it is. I'll support the candidate if it's me. And the fact that Asa Hutchinson now is calling to see about that rule and that rule being removed, that might also make it more likely that Trump attends the debates. During the brief call, RNC leaders declined to make any changes to debate requirements and told the staffer the committee is not dealing with hypotheticals on Trump's legal fate. One of the individuals with knowledge of the call described it as contentious. What Asa Hutchinson, as a former prosecutor, wanted to do was to establish that if Trump ends up being convicted on any of the serious felonies for which he is standing trial or going to stand trial at some point, that you wouldn't have to hold on to a pledge to support him. Here's a headline. Wall Street Journal. After federal indictment, Trump rivals step up their attacks. Really? What attacks? What rivals? We'll get to it on the MedVed Show.
who is there that is really a person that can bring everyone together?
Michael Medved, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's another item, and I mentioned yesterday something that is really deserves more attention than it's received. And I think part of the reason that I care very much about what we do here on the air and what we bring to your attention is because there are occasions, and I think this is one of them, where you don't hear this in the mainstream media, as you said, that Joe Biden may be creating a situation where he is going to end up with a serious challenger. And no, I don't think Robert Kennedy Jr. is a serious challenger. This is this ongoing Democratic feud about which state is going to go first. And it was announced yesterday that Joe Biden has indicated, or his campaign has indicated, that they care so much about having South Carolina as the first state to have its primary, that given the fact that the president can't completely control this, it looks like Iowa and New Hampshire are going to insist, and it's the state legislatures and the Democratic parties in Iowa and New Hampshire, that they're going to go first. And Joe Biden's campaign has responded and said that if you don't put South Carolina first, if you go again with Iowa first and then followed by New Hampshire, Joe Biden's going to punish those states by not being a candidate in those states. He won't put his name on the ballot. And being somebody with some memory, in 1968, Lyndon Johnson was the incumbent president, and he did not like the idea of being in any competitive primaries at all. There was a dump Johnson movement going on. They were trying to get Robert Kennedy to run. He had said no. They got this guy, Eugene McCarthy, who was a very little-known senator from Minnesota. And Johnson, very much like Biden now, Johnson said, okay, we're not going to go on the ballot in New Hampshire. We just won't. And he wasn't. They had to write him in. And he still won the primary in New Hampshire, but he won the primary with 55% of the vote. And that was considered, because Eugene McCarthy ended up with 43% of the vote, that got Robert Kennedy to enter the arena and basically to drive Johnson out of the race. Now, if Joe Biden really is in a situation where he's not going to be on the ballot in the caucuses in Iowa, and he's not going to be on the ballot for the New Hampshire primary, which is 2 weeks later, if all of that happens, you have a situation where Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Could get, because right now he's polling at about 20%, if Biden is not on the ballot in those states, he could even lose those primaries and lose those delegates. Now, of course, he will have better control, but if somebody looks at it, and it turns out that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's a nut, and he believes in every conspiracy you can imagine, including conspiracies about his own father's murder, and if all of a sudden Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is drawing 40%, 45%, like Eugene McCarthy, it could mess up everything. Oh, and again, just a little proof that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is something of a nut. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he talked a little bit about some of what he's experiencing in his campaign. Listen.
But what do you think happens when you get into office? Like, if you're talking about your uncle who was assassinated and you believe the intelligence agencies were a part of that, what happens to you?
Well, I got to be careful. You know, I'm aware of that, and I'm not, you know, I'm aware of that danger, and, you know, I don't live in fear of it. you know, at all. But I'm not stupid about it, and I take precautions.
Okay, but you'll notice what he's doing is leaving it there that the intelligence agencies were involved with the death of his uncle, President John F. Kennedy, and he's already said publicly time and again he doesn't believe that Sirhan Sirhan, who in front of, it really was several dozen eyewitnesses, murdered his father. He doesn't believe Sirhan Sirhan did it, or that Sirhan Sirhan should be paroled. In any event, aside from what it could be happening on the Democratic side, there is this on the House side. And again, this is inside baseball, but it's really fascinating and important. This is from Politico. There is a seeming disconnect between the National Republican Congressional Committee that runs the House of Representatives races for the Republicans and vulnerable Republicans, after only 8 of 31 target Republicans responded to requests for comment about the Trump indictment. The NRCC, National Republican Congressional Committee, sent out multiple fundraising emails after the former president was indicted. Trump is extraordinary juice for fundraising from the Republican Party base. But he's also problematic as the party looks ahead to appealing to independent and swing voters in the general election. The National Republican Congressional Committee previously had its best fundraising days this year among itemized donors after Trump's hush money indictment. In any event, here's the deal. They have 31 people they've singled out who are vulnerable Republicans who the Democrats are going to get after, because all they need to do is they need to win 5 Republican seats and the Democrats are back. I don't know if Nancy Pelosi would be back or it'd be Hakeem Jeffries. So the Republicans are very vulnerable and they wanted to raise money together with these 31 endangered Republicans. And of those 31 endangered Republicans, only 8 wanted to be associated with Trump. The others did not. And then there's this piece in the Journal, and it has a graph where it says former president's challengers, and it puts the direct critics, Vice President Pence, former New Jersey Governor Christie, of course, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. And then the subtle or elastic critic, that would be Nikki Haley. But one thing is to put in mind an example of somebody other than Trump as a Republican leader. How about Ronald Reagan? Mike Reagan coming up on the MedVed Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The National Weather Service says record-breaking heat index temperatures are possible through the southeast over the Juneteenth weekend holiday. The feels-like temperatures, factoring in humidity, could reach 115 degrees in cities like Dallas and Houston. Temperatures above 100 degrees are also expected in Miami and other South Florida cities over the next few days. There's air quality concerns across New York into the weekend from the Canadian wildfires. Jennifer Polsani has more.
Governor Hochul alerting New Yorkers about the smoke drifting from the Canadian wildfires expected to be visible in the atmosphere. She says pollution levels will be acceptable and far below what was experienced last week.
The FDA is recommending vaccine makers to make a single-strain COVID booster shot that targets a specific Omicron spinoff. The agency said that aiming for the subvariant will be important for the fall. Dave Collins, USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And one of the reasons it is particularly appropriate to welcome Michael Reagan to this show on this particular day is because his book, Lessons My Father Taught Me, is a book about his relationship with his father, recollections of his father, wisdom from his father, because it's about lessons that he learned from one of the greatest presidents in American history. And that book is a great Father's Day gift, and people should take a look at it. Michael Reagan himself is the son of Ronald Reagan, of course. He's also the founder and chairman of the Reagan Group. And Michael has authored many successful books as a popular national speaker on issues related to conservative politics. And he hosted a live radio show for over 26 years, syndicated by Premier Radio Networks. Happy Father's Day in advance, Mike.
Thank you very much. And it's Reagan Legacy Foundation, not Reagan Group. But, yeah, 26 years I put into it. Well, first long-form show, by the way, put on the air by Premier Radio.
Yeah, well, you know, again, it's there are many people out there, myself included, who wish you were back in the fray. But, first of all, what would your father, who had that famous 11th commandment that he held, which was, don't speak ill of your fellow Republican. What would he say about the state of the Republican Party right now, where there really does seem to be some strained feelings among the various candidates for the presidency?
You know, he would go back, hunker back to when he ran for governor back in 1965 and won in 1966. There's always been people within the Republican Party have not agreed with him, or he didn't agree with them. But he also understood that you need every Republican to be there on election day if you're going to get elected to anything, because it's the minority party. You can't spend your days getting rid of Republicans, rhino Republicans, and then expect to win anything in a general election, because in a general election you need all of them. You need the independents, and you need Democrats who are willing to come on over and in fact vote for you. And so to spend time getting rid of Republicans is just a lousy way of using your time, you know, if you're running for office. And you certainly don't help your cause by calling them names and going against what would be, you know, his 11th commandment. And that's what he would say truly to the Republican Party of today. He would also say this: the worst Republican you can name, the worst one, is head and shoulders above the best Democrat you can name.
Okay, just giving you the opportunity to say some good things, positive things about one or more of the candidates who are out there now. Who has impressed you particularly as one of the candidates or some of the candidates who are worthy of your father's legacy?
Well, I think you have to really earn that. They're not old enough in the system yet and haven't done enough in the system to, say, take on the Reagan legacy, if you will, and the legacy of Ronald Reagan. But there would be people who are, in fact, running. He'd love the fact that Tim Scott's out there running from the Carolinas, that you have a former governor from the Carolinas running, a female. He would love to see that, the diversity of those in the party that are vying to become the nominee of the party and become president of the United States. So he would applaud the diversity of it. He wouldn't get involved and endorse, because like he told me, you know, Michael, don't ever endorse in a primary, because you'll have 50% of the people just not liking you. So he says, stay away from endorsements in primaries. He says, I did, but always get behind the nominee of the party. And that's what he did through his whole career. And he had arguments and fights with those in his own party, that Gerald Ford, who got the nomination in 1976, my dad asked my sister Maureen and I and himself all went out and campaigned for Gerald Ford for the presidency of the United States. He didn't win, but we all went out and, in fact, campaigned on his behalf. And today what happens is we don't do that. We sit there and we take everything so personal, and maybe because we've made it personal with the name calling and everything, that we don't help whoever that nominee might be, who may not think he's the greatest human being on the planet, but he's our guy.
And in your book, Lessons My Father Taught Me, you reveal some very surprising and some even shocking stories about your dad that go beyond what people normally think about President Reagan. Do you want to share one of those for Father's Day?
Well, yeah, my dad, you know, I learned so much about America. I say this right in the beginning. I learned so much about America sitting in the right front seat of the station wagon riding out to the ranch on any given Saturday morning. And him regaling me with songs of the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard. That's how I learned about America. You sit in the right front seat of a station wagon listening to my father. That's how I learned about the tax system in America, sitting in that same right front seat when I asked for a larger allowance. I learned so much from him. So often today we try to leave it up to other people to teach our kids about America when we should be able to do that ourselves, about America. My dad also talked about truth to power. The fact is, you know, in some of the greatest things you're remembering for, the tear down the wall speech, the evil empire, you know, in those situations, people need to understand he was the only one standing that really wanted to do that. Most of the staff, we know the State Department disagreed with everything he ever wanted to do, but the fact is he always did the right thing. He knew when he said the evil empire, he knew exactly what he was talking about. Talking about the evil empire, not the people, but the empire was evil. When he says to Gorbachev, tear down the wall, everybody said, what are you doing? You can't say that. You're going to upset Mikhail Gorbachev. Well, he said it, and what happened? A few years later, the wall, in fact, came down. Or Reykjavik, back in 1976, in 76 when my dad ran and lost, I asked my dad that night afterwards when we were waiting for the president to come up and visit him at the hotel room. I asked my dad, why in the hell did you want to even be president of the United States? He said, Michael, for so long I've sat down with the American presidents have sat down with secretary generals of the Soviet Union, and every time we sit down with them, every time, they always ask us to give up something to get along with them. He said, I want to be the first president to sit down with the secretary general of the Soviet Union. And while he was telling me what it was I was going to have to give up to get along with him, I was going to get up from my side of the table, walk around the other side, lean over and whisper in his ear, nyet. I want to be the first president to say nyet to a secretary general of the Soviet Union. Now, Michael, this is August of 76. Nancy had not yet told him yet he was going to run again in 1980, okay? But right. Almost 10 years to the date, in Reykjavik, my dad goes there with the INF treaty. They meet there. They're supposed to sign it. State Department, everybody in my dad's purview wants him to sign it because they were thinking about Ronald Reagan's legacy. Ronald Reagan, you want a legacy? Never try to earn a legacy. It'll find you, if indeed you're that good. Dad wasn't thinking about a legacy. Mikhail Gorbachev said, give up SDI, give up Star Wars, and I'll sign it. My father said, nyet, and turned and walked away.
Do you think your father would be a strong, passionate supporter of Ukraine in the current conflict?
The problem is, the issue is, if he'd been there, or Trump had been in power, Ukraine would not be happening.
Mike Reagan, appreciate your perspective and your channeling of your father's, yes, we'll use the term legacy. His book, Lessons My Father Taught Me. We will be right back.
Win one for the giver.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, the Wall Street Journal, in a piece by John McCormick, says President Donald Trump is confronting something relatively new, a near constant criticism from fellow Republican presidential candidates. His indictment in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case has triggered newfound outspokenness among at least a couple of his rivals. Trump, the front runner for the 2024 GOP nomination, pleaded not guilty on Tuesday. Even before the indictment, some rivals were hitting Trump on his controversies and his electoral losing streak. And you say, what electoral losing streak? That is losing in terms of a congressional election in 2018, where he lost 43 seats in the House. And Nancy Pelosi took over the House of Representatives from Paul Ryan. And then you go to the 2020 situation, which also led to the losing streak in 2020 in December, losing two Senate seats in Georgia. And then, of course, it's 2022, where most of the candidates who Trump had supported for Republican nominations did extremely poorly. And the Republicans lost control of the Senate in what was a winnable Senate race. In any event, history suggests Trump has a base of support that is resilient no matter what charges are leveled against him. Here's how the GOP field so far is handling Trump, whose campaign didn't respond to an email seeking comment. And then they classify each of the candidates directly critical. Directly critical, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Vice President Mike Pence, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, they place, and former Alabama, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. With the exception of DeSantis, everybody in this category is a long shot. They need dramatic action, including taking on the de facto leader of the GOP for the past 7 years, if they are to pull Republicans into their camps. Christie, a one-time ally turned top critic of the former president, plans to focus his campaigning on New Hampshire, where he announced his bid last week. In a CNN town hall appearance earlier this week, Christie said Trump was guilty of obstruction of justice, if the allegations were true, and he called on others in the field to increase their criticism of the former president. Now, what's ironic about this entire situation is, first of all, there will be other indictments. It's almost a sure thing. There's a fine piece by Jennifer Rubin in the Washington Post where she looks at the great likelihood that Jack Smith, who is the special prosecutor, is also in charge of going over any responsibility that could be attached to President Trump for the January 6th riots in which so many police officers were injured. If there are additional indictments there, we are talking about a whole series of legal proceedings in the midst of a campaign. And we've never had that before, where someone was, first of all, there is a additional litigation and additional court cases that are going to be involved with the E. Jean Carroll matter, where he has already been held liable for $5 million in damages for defamation. And then there will be, at some point, the trial on the Mar-a-Lago and the announcement from Fani Willis in Fulton County, Georgia, about whether he is going to be indicted, and the odds are he will, over trying to turn over the election in the state of Georgia. And then at some point, probably in the middle of the summer, at the height of the campaign, maybe even after the debates have started, there will be some kind of action from the grand jury, which is already convening and already working in Washington, D.C., about President Trump being indicted on seditious conspiracy charges like Stuart Rhodes was indicted and convicted of, and any involvement that he had with encouraging, participating in, or planning some of the violence that scarred the country in January 6th, 2021. They bring out in this Wall Street Journal piece that the people who are barely critical, at least so far, include Governor Burgum of North Dakota, who's going to be our guest in a few minutes on this show, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who has been a guest on this show on many occasions, the entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and he has been particularly outspoken. He has said that on Inauguration Day, if he is elected president, he would pardon President Trump from any accusations or indictments or arraignment that have been working against him. What's interesting is the way they define in the middle, subtly critical, is Nikki Haley. And they write on the campaign trail, Haley has often been more indirect in her criticism of Trump. This approach marks a continuation of her warm and cold style of dealing with a man who appointed her as his administration's first United Nations ambassador. But earlier this week, she was more pointed in her critique when asked about the indictment. If this indictment is true, if what it says is actually the case, she said, President Trump was incredibly reckless with our national security. She said that on Fox News. On Tuesday, however, she said during an interview on a conservative radio show that she would be inclined to pardon Trump if he is convicted of federal charges because it would be too politically polarizing to have a former president in prison. Once you're talking about President Trump not just facing trial, but actually going to prison, you already have people, including people who have been very, very critical of President Trump, who are calling for the idea of a pardon. There was also, when you talk about the end of the world, there is this. A Jeopardy fan's reel as Lord's Prayer question goes unanswered. What is this? Jeopardy fans found themselves stunned Tuesday night after all three contestants failed to answer a question asking them to complete a line of the Lord's Prayer, the most widely recited prayer in the Christian world. This is what it sounded like. This is clip 12.
Adjectives 200.
Matthew 6:9 says, "Our Father which art in heaven, this be thy name. Hallowed be thy name."
Okay. The fact that none of the three contestants knew hallowed. Contestants were Suresh Krishnan, that's an Indian-American name, Laura Blyler and Joe Seibert. They stood in silence with none of the three attempting to fill in the blank until host Mayim Bialik revealed the answer, hallowed. The moment went viral with viewers on Twitter expressing their shock at the contestants' inability to answer a seemingly common knowledge question. Actually, there are a number of people identified in this article as conservatives who sent out reactions on Twitter and elsewhere that were just how this was a shocking indication of American decline. It certainly is surprising. I mean, because that is so much a part of what people, even if you're not personally Christian, if you're not personally religious, those names would seem to be fairly clear. We will be speaking coming up to Doug Burgum, the new candidate for president for 2024. He is the governor of North Dakota, and he says we need new leadership to unleash our people's potential. What would be different about the leadership that he would provide from that of other Republicans? We will get to that and to more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.